The old Risk playbook was focused on control. The new Risk playbook is focused on capability. Today's chief risk officer is expected to be both a sentinel and a strategist. That means that the next generation of risk leaders must go beyond just technical excellence. They have to be fluent in the business, how it makes money, where it's vulnerable, and how strategic choices ripple across the enterprise. McKinsey identifies business fluency as one of the five essential traits for a modern risk leader. And they're right, because when resilience professionals understand not just risk, but revenue, cost, margin, product development, customer behavior, they stop being gatekeepers and they start being enablers for your company's strategic objectives. At BrightPath, we call this the influence shift. It's the difference between saying, hey, here's the risk, and saying, here's how we mitigate this risk while enabling growth. That's influence. That's strategy. And it starts with business fluency. Welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. So when we say business fluency, what are we talking about? We're not asking risk leaders to suddenly become chief financial officers or chief operating officers, but we are asking them to understand the business model that they're protecting. Business fluent risk leaders speak the language of the C-suite and the boardroom. They translate regulatory and operational risks into business impact. They anticipate how strategic shifts, like entering new markets, launching products, or adopting new technology, introduces not just risk, but opportunity. Think of it in this way. Compliance protects, but fluency propels both you, your career, your team, and your company's strategic objectives. In our white paper on wielding influence in the C-suite for resilience leaders, we talk about how resilience leaders gain strategic traction by aligning to business goals, not just resilience objectives and metrics. That alignment is impossible without understanding the economic engine of the business that you're in. So how do you build this fluency? Well, here are three practical strategies for chief risk officers, resilience leaders, and other senior leaders. The first is to immerse yourself in the cross-functional nature of your organization. You should give rising risk leaders opportunities in commercial, product, and strategy teams, or go find them for yourselves. You can sit in on pricing meetings, customer evaluations, customer escalation issues, or transformation planning, because you can't build this kind of fluency from just the sidelines. The second is business lens coaching, that you can challenge your team to present risk topics with a business-first mindset. Ask, if I were the CFO, what would I care about here? Or how does this tie to EBITDA, or customer retention, or some other critical metric for your organization? Third is to promote ambidextrous talent. Look for and grow resilience leaders who can toggle between risk thinking and business value thinking. These are your future resilience officers, your future chief risk officer successors. And don't forget your own role. As a resilience leader or chief risk officer, you need to model this fluency, which starts with you having this fluency. Your executive presence, your influence, your grasp of how resilience creates enterprise value are something that sets the tone. So let's zoom out. Why does this matter today? Well, it's because resilience is no longer a support function in your business. It is and should be a strategic differentiator. In a world that's shaped by volatility and speed, your ability to cultivate business-fluent risk leaders could be your company's secret weapon. McKinsey puts it well in a recent article that chief risk officers are uniquely placed to identify and grow the next generation of leaders. But that's only if we move past our current comfort zone and we invest in leadership that can bridge risk, influence, and business strategy. So let's get tactical. Here are three things you can do this quarter at the beginning of 2026 to operationalize this insight. First is to audit your risk bench. Who on your team shows commercial curiosity or cross-functional muscle and invest there? The second is to assign each of them a strategic rotation. Put a high potential resilience or risk leader into a business-facing role, strategy, finance, operations, even if it's only for 90 days, but give them that opportunity to learn that type of business fluency. And third, reframe your next leadership meeting. Shift from risk update to business enablement update and lead with the outcomes and the value that your team can provide to the overall business. This is how you move from framework to influence, from controls to capability. So I'll leave you with this. Risk fluency might protect the enterprise, but business fluency is what empowers your organization. And influence is how we scale both. As we wrote in the Strategic Edge white paper, influence is not a soft skill. It's the role. It's how resilience leaders earn their seat at the table by aligning with business strategy, building cross-functional trust, and creating leaders who can lead through ambiguity. If you're a chief risk officer or senior resilience leader, that next generation of talent is already around you as a part of your team. Your job is to unlock their capability, and business fluency is the key. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.